Well, I will just make a comment on the whole lease thing. This car I did not. This car I bought, but that was a matter of circumstances because I bought this car right when that COVID, you know, crush was manifesting into the, you know, it's like there were no cars on the lot because nothing was built the year or two before because of the COVID shutdowns and all that stuff and part supplies and all this. You couldn't get a car. Nobody was leasing nothing. You know, cars were worth way more than the lease turn-in value. But I've been leasing. I made that decision back around 2000. I said, I'm not buying anymore because I want a new car every 3 years. And you know, I like driving a nice new car. I like a warranty. I like never having to worry about anything. So I just accept the fact that I'm going to have a car payment, and this is just how life's going to be for me. And I'm always going to have a brand new car, you know, a nice new car that, you know, by the time I'm starting to get a little tired of it, I'll just go get a new one. And it's worked out for me real good up until this last one. Here's what happens, though. We're looking at it this way. You can either pay to get your payment the same for a lease versus a buy, you have to put a ton of money down, you know, if you're buying. And the way I look at it is do that at the end, you know, so you know, get a lease and then use it. And then at the end of the lease, one of two things happen. The car is not worth as much as the residual. In that case, hand it back and you won. Or it's worth way more than the residual, in which case, sell it yourself, put the money in, you know, and then pay it off. So you win either way. And if you really, really, really like the car and you said, man, that was the best car I ever owned, well, buy it then, you know, for the residual, especially if it's lower than it's worth, you know. And so I just think it gives you, you know, I get it, there's other pros and cons, but, you know, if you're going to be, if the mileage suits you, that's the key. And you and I nowadays, probably it's fine. We're not commuting long way to work, but you've probably looked at all this. I know how you are. You probably got columns and charts and spreadsheets and all that good stuff.